Well, good morning, Tim. Welcome to Midsummer.
Well, it's Midsummer. You're right.
We've got a couple of film projects, bigger ones, one that just wrapped and one that is kind of underway at this time.
Yeah, a movie called Crown Vic, which was one of the producers was Alec Baldwin, is wrapped. So, yeah, they finished early last week and had a great shoot in Western New York. They're wrapped and in post-production already. So that's a movie that hopefully we'll see maybe next summer sometime. And we have a new one, which has started, called Bashira. And it's sort of this Japanese-themed horror movie, but it's a really big movie. It's a nice one for us.
Well, I know that there was opportunities for extras in this film.
Yeah, and in fact, one scene last week starred a DJ, a rapper, by the name of Mod Sun, and there was a big call for extras for that scene in a local bar on Chippewa Street. So it was quite the scene, and should be quite the scene in the movie too. Lots of people came out for that one and wanted to be extras. There have been some sort of new developments in the vendor base here in Western New York as well. You know, we always talk, in the past we've talked about the growth of the crew base here. And what we're now seeing is the sort of burgeoning of new businesses that are catering to the movie industry. One is a place called Buffalo Filmworks, which is over on Babcock Street in South Buffalo. And it used to be a large warehouse, basically, and manufacturing facility. And the owner of that, Kevin Callahan, has converted it, or is in the process of converting it, to a soundstage. So we have a very nice new addition to the landscape here in Western New York and in Buffalo. For the movie industry. So and Bashira is using that right now. And then also ND Studios, which was this sort of new growth business, kind of a grip and electric company run by Matt Nardone, has really blossomed and grown a lot, and he's moved his operation into the Riverside area of Buffalo, and it's a much bigger facility, and it's got a little bit of a stage in it, and some new money being spread around the Western New York community thanks to all these big movies that are coming here.
That's wonderful. I think it's great that people are taking advantage of some of these locations that were once considered, you know, off limits. These industrial places, the south, some of the things in Babcock Street, the Riverworks area, you know, down there where Silo City is, those kind of places. It's nice to see it.
It really is, and I think what happened on Babcock Street is the Purge, when they were here last fall, went over there, and they were looking for warehouses, and they kept telling him, boy, you really ought to open a soundstage. You know, this is a perfect facility for that, and it just needs some modification, you know, some sound deadening, and a new floor, and so forth. So in so many ways, you know, Kevin heard them and has responded to them by doing it the right way. And this is going to be a brand new piece of inventory for us here in Western New York.
Wonderful news to see a little infrastructure growing up around this.
It really is. And it's an exciting time in Buffalo and Erie County, I think, and Niagara County, too. I mean, there's just so much development in the whole area here. You know, we're doing our little part in the movie business, and that's exciting for us to see.
Well, Tim, thank you again for coming in. Again, we're out of time, but appreciate your always taking the time to visit with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and thanks for having me, Pat.
Tim Clark is my guest. He is the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, and I am Pat Feltball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.